Haruka, why don't you tell Ayaka and I about Philadelphia and Washington? What did you think?
Oh, it was really nice. I was so impressed by like everything, literally. It was really nice. And since my major is American history, I strongly thought that I have to go there. I mean, I have to go there, Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. And it was really nice. It was, I mean, the city was like full of, it was like full of history. Like everything was like something, I mean, related to like history. It was really nice. The thing I really like was that, National Archives Museum. It was really
I've never been to that one.
Oh, you should go there.
Oh, there's so many museums in Washington that I would have loved to have gone to, but we didn't have a chance. So we only went to the NASA Museum and to the main Smithsonian Museum, but that was about it.
You've been there, right?
Yeah, I have been there. Like for in National Archives, you can see like how can I say? Like the first paper of like United States
Oh,
Constitution or
sure. Yeah, that's right. Sure.
like in what's the name of it in
The
English?
Declaration of Independence.
That's yes, Declaration of Independence, and it was,
Yeah,
you know,
that's
yeah,
an
it
amazing
was a
thing to see.
huge moment for me. So nice. I love the
I'm
city
huge fan.
itself. Yeah, I really want to live in that kind of
Oh,
cities in the
really?
country.
You because I think I told you before you went that when I went to Washington, maybe it was just my impression, but when I went to Washington, I found the city, except for the museums, I found the city really boring.
Really? I don't really think so.
Really? Okay.
I kind of felt that, at least there are a lot of like ethnic restaurant in Washington, D.C., such as like Filipino restaurant, Japanese restaurant, Chinese restaurant, blah blah blah, and it was really nice. And I stayed in the what's that like? Do you know Arlington?
No.
Arlington, Arlington. It's like in what's the name of the state? VA, VA,
Virginia,
Virginia, Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, it was in Virginia.
Okay, I don't know anything about
So
Virginia.
I stayed in Virginia, and it was really nice, like so quiet and
Okay.
so.
Okay. Well, remember when I went there, that was what? That was 30 years ago. So things could have
Wow.
really changed. I mean, I don't remember there being any Japanese restaurants or being any Filipino restaurants in
Oh, that's
Washington at all.
Wow.
Yeah, because actually 7 years ago I went to there. And at the time, as long as I remember, there is no any Japanese or like Korean restaurant there.
Are
Are
you
you sure?
sure?
Yeah, it's real because people living there couldn't have like didn't know how to use the chopstick or
Really?
yeah,
Oh, okay.
even nobody knows the name of sushi.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously, as long as I remember. Yes, it's true.
7 years
Wow.
ago?
Yeah,
Goodness.
7 years ago. But actually, last year, so about 2 months ago, yeah, I
Yeah.
went there for the first time in 7 years. But at the time, everyone can use no
Chopsticks.
chopstick or like how to say itadakimasu or gochisousama. Yes, it's true. So I was
Really?
really surprised at the spread lady,
The
spreading, whatever, spreading. Yes, spread of the Japanese culture there
Wow.
within about the 10 years. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Really? Huh.
Well,
My
technically
friend told
speaking,
that.
chopsticks aren't Japanese culture, they're Chinese culture.